On the line, we have Michael James, Senior Project Manager of Rage. Michael, good afternoon to you.
Hey, how are you doing?
I am doing very well, although I'm a little bit on edge because the first time in my life I'm talking to somebody where I know very little to nothing about what they are going to talk about. What I know about electronic gaming and gaming platforms and Rage is zero. So do this for dummies. Talk to me about Rage Expo Online, what, where, how, and why. But like I said, for dummies, Michael.
No, well, originally it was, it still is an expo. Obviously this year, expos and gatherings of large groups of people are not going to happen. So we've decided to take it online. To sort of give you the summary of what it is, it started out as like a video gaming expo, with some technology, a couple of guys playing computer games. And over the years, it's grown into like a lot more. We've obviously got all the platform holders there. It's lots about video games, technology, new tech. It's got like digital lifestyle stuff. And then, we've seen a lot of cosplay, comics, that type of thing, merchandise, anything to do with gaming and anything to do with sort of a high tech sci-fi gaming lifestyle you'll find there.
So pre-COVID, how big was this expo? How many people attended and what kind of turnovers were we talking about?
Well, we saw, around 35,000 people the last time we did it. And they were all at the dome, crammed into the dome over 3 days. And, the retailers in that make quite a bit of money off our audience because everybody that comes, they save up a whole year to come spend money on the specials that the tech guys have at Rage.
So here you go. One of our listeners, Hachamor, we were talking to him just a little while ago, says Rage is going online, ? Comic icon and all major events, sign of the times. I guess he's got a point. It is sign of the times, isn't it?
It was pretty obvious, sort of in March already, that we weren't going to have any sort of large scale events, like with the Rain Show closing down. So I think, they've also postponed till next year, I believe it is. So we decided to try and do what, a lot of companies are doing and putting an offering online. If you ask me what it's going to look like right now, I can't tell you. We've been looking at lots of technologies and discussing this idea sort of to death, but what people might do, what they might want. We've got a survey up and running. We'd like to find out from people what they want to see at something like that. So that's a way to sort of figure out what people are looking for.
So you can't tell us what it's going to look like. Can you tell us more or less when you're aiming to have it up and running?
It'll be towards the end of the year. We want to talk to all of our clients and stakeholders and also, people that visit and find out from them what they really want out of something like this. So it'll be at the end of the year. That's kind of the time when I think a lot of the retailers and hopefully some of the countries running back to normal again. So that's kind of when it's been penciled in. It is a little bit early in the game to talk about dates and specifics and so on.
So yeah, Gary and Cohen just weighing in. Love the Rage Expo. Not as much as my son. I'm just wondering here, this clearly is dating me like carbon footprint. I mean, I clearly, if I don't know what Rage is, I belong to a certain generation that is just, it must just say a lot. You must have been able to put me in a box in 1 minute.
No, we always encourage everybody to come and have a look, because all the kids and young people are playing games and getting into video games. So we always say to parents, please come and visit the show, have a look, see, get involved. Because there's no better way to identify with your kids, than to get, into the hobby that they love. By understanding and supporting them. So that's always sort of the thing. So you have people that come there that don't know anything about it. And they, hopefully some of them leave with a bit of knowledge and a bit of excitement around that, that type of lifestyle.
Okay, so our listeners kind of let us know what they think, and today's no different because here we've got one for you. It's going to suck, as Rage is all about community of gamers. Rather have it next year and not waste people's time. What's your reaction to that?
Well, I guess, if you don't want to visit it online, then you don't have to. You can always just wait till the next year. Are we going to do what we can to put as much as we can on, online and do what we can? And also, you say about communities, but all these communities are already playing with each other every single day. They compete and they play games with each other. This is sort of maybe an enhanced version of that. But, everyone's up. Everyone's got their own opinions and everyone's welcome to attend or not.
Michael, I reckon when this happens, for real, not online, I reckon you got to get me there. I think this seems This seems to be the world. This is what the world's doing, you know. Got to get with it. But, in any event, Michael James, Senior Project Manager at Rage, thank you so very much for your input. And, yeah, we'll look out for you online.
Now, awesome. If you want to fill in the survey to find out what you want to do there, what you want to see, just go to the NAG website and have a look at the Rage article. You can click on there and just tell us what you want.
Okay, you're not addressing that to me. You're addressing that to our listeners because I wouldn't know what to put in there. But, hey, thank you so much for your input. I've thoroughly enjoyed it.
No, cool, man. Thank you for the call.